Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how Steve McQueen's Rolex is being auctioned off in December in New York. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I just had a really restful time in LA visiting my family, caught up with an old friend of mine who happens to be the guitarist for The Cars. He's also my uncle, unofficially. We're not blood related, Elliot Easton. He was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I hadn't seen him in about 9 years, so we kind of bonded over some Indian food, over some chicken tikka, and it was amazing. It was really fun. Asked him about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. He was really pumped about it. He had a party around it, a viewing party with him and his closest friends, and it was just nice to catch up. And you know, even though we haven't seen each other in 9 years, the bond is so strong that it felt like no time had passed. And we just have so much in common between music and art, and you know, our sense of style and our taste and many different things. And he's just a really, really great person, and I really enjoyed seeing him, and I look forward to seeing him again soon. But I caught up with a lot of other people in my life, friends, colleagues, you know, just saw my parents, hung out with them, spent a lot of time with them, which was super cool. As I'm getting older, I'm turning into a real softie for my parents, and it's just nice to be able to hang out with them when I can and when they have time. And saw my sister, went to Santa Barbara, hung out with her dog. Her dog is the cutest little thing ever. Went and ate some ice cream. Made sure I didn't overeat because I've been on this incredible diet. I've lost about 25 pounds and just had a really good time, and I feel rejuvenated. I feel refreshed, and I'm ready to take on the world again. And I wanted to do this podcast about, so Steve McQueen, the legendary actor, producer, car enthusiast, just overall badass, you know, affectionately known as the King of Cool. He gifted his stuntman a watch back in the day. And that watch is now being auctioned off. And that watch is a no-date Rolex Submariner. And it's very, very cool for many different reasons. But one of the things that's pretty cool is that it's, you know, it's an older one. So it's like reference 5513 dating back to 1964, so it has the gilt dial. And you know, so his stuntman's name is Lauren, you know, so, and Steve McQueen was very close to him, and he did a bunch of movies with Steve McQueen. But the case back was engraved to Lauren, the best damn stuntman in the world, Steve. So, you know, it's usually, it's very rare that you'll see, you know, people of Steve McQueen's caliber or actors or actresses actually have their name signed on the back. So the fact that this has got his name signed on the back, it once belonged to him, it was given to him, to his stuntman, and that it's a reference 5513 is just incredible. Unfortunately, what happened was in 2016, there was a wildfire outside of Los Angeles known as the Sand Fire. It burned intensively for about 2 weeks, and it destroyed the land of Lauren James, which is the stuntman of Steve McQueen. And, you know, to the dismay of the family, most of the personal belongings were lost in the fire. And the current consigner urged the family to look through for this particular Rolex, and the family found it, and it was sent back to Rolex USA to be examined. And the cool thing is, the restoration process, they were able to preserve the priceless case back engraving from Steve McQueen to Lauren James. There is still soot wedged between the Rolex bracelet and clasp on the case back. So that's indeed still present, but Rolex sent a letter documenting everything. I believe they sent a video as well. This watch will be sold with a letter signed by Lauren James attesting to its provenance. It's a remarkable letter and photos from Rolex USA documenting its restoration while enthusiasts praising Lauren James, Steve McQueen, and the resilience of the extraordinary Submariner, and book titled Steve McQueen, A Life in Pictures, which includes photos of Steve McQueen wearing the watch. So I believe that Rolex actually did replace the dial with the original gilt dial, because I believe the dial was kind of destroyed, but it's incredible. It's a testament to the watch. It's a testament to Rolex. It's an incredibly historic. It's exciting because it belonged to such a man of you know, a man that was respected, revered, still even till today. You know, he was like an original man's man, Steve McQueen. So this is one of the coolest things ever. I believe the auction estimates are going to be between $300,000 to $600,000. Knowing the provenance of this watch, the fact that it belonged to Steve McQueen, and how it was restored by Rolex and Rolex's participation in bringing this watch back to life, I would think it would go over $1 million. I'm sure it will go over $1 million. I could be wrong, but just based on how hot Rolex is, how, you know, anything Steve McQueen, Rolex, people are fanatical about. And unfortunately, Lauren James, Steve McQueen stuntman, did die, I believe, in 2017. So he did pass away, but it is an amazing thing for this watch. The cool thing is a portion of the proceeds from the auction will benefit the Boys Republic, which was the McQueen family charity that rehabilitated McQueen when he was a youth. And additionally, a portion of the proceeds will be gifted to the surviving members of the Lauren James family. So when you look at it from all angles, it's awesome. I'm going to put a link to the Phillips auction site hosting, you know, where you can see the watch, you can see the engraving, you can see the, you know, all the information that I just told you about just now. But I'm excited. I'm excited to see what this will in fact fetch at auction. You know, Phillips is known, of course, it's an art auctioneer, as well as a jewelry auctioneer and all kinds of things, but watches, they're the ones who sold the iconic Rolex Daytona last year in steel, which is still the most expensive watch ever sold at auction, $17.8 million. So they have a history, they are respected, they are well known, and I'm excited to see what this watch will fetch and any other news that develops as the you know, auction comes about. We're only a couple of months away, so stay tuned for that. You can definitely check out my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. It's a very comprehensive blog. It's world renowned. It's definitely comprehensive. I try to focus on brands that I'm interested in. I try not to write about every brand, because I'm not interested in every brand, but you can definitely read through my blog, you know, listen to my podcast, check out Kingsley 1945 Watches, which is a brand that I distribute for the West Coast, and I have a wonderful presentation of that brand, of the entire collection, on my website. I just launched a couple of weeks ago something unique called Amit's Corner Shop. You can click on shop on the upper right hand corner when you go to my website, www.amitdevhonda.com, and you can see my curated selection of fine timepieces that are pre-owned, from Rolex to Patek Philippe to Nomos Glashütte to Audemars Piguet to even pre-owned Kingsley 1945 watches, Panerai, and there'll be many, many more. So definitely check those out. I'm excited about that. You could definitely email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. I do charge a $150 consultation fee to get started. It gets you an hour of my time, a couple of calls. And if you're in person, if you're here in Vegas, we can schedule a consultation in person. But I could definitely advise you, guide you, and assist you. And should you then want to purchase a watch through me, I will deduct the original $150 you paid from the final purchase price of the watch, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Follow me on social media. My handles for my Twitter and my Instagram are @AmitDaveHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.